Today we are going to discuss a classical line which leads and leaves many people just with the line itself without the explanation. And the line is that Goyla and Geula are the same thing. The only difference is an Aleph. And if you add an Aleph, which is Alufei Shalaylam, to the word Goyla, you will then get Geula. So this is a nice line if you want to say a 15-second Mashiach Shir, Mashiach 15-second Vart. But it really demands Biur as to what this really means. In the Sikh of Achimois Kedoshim, for the first 9 Oisiyas of the Sikha, Rebbe dwells on this line and explains it in a very fascinating way. The continuation of the line is in the Sikh of Emor, and that we will explain in Mirta Hashem in the next year. The way the Rebbe explains it in Achrimois Kedoshim is as follows. There's a big misconception in what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Many people think that we're going to enter a new era, a new world, which is not going to resemble the world which we're in today. This hanocha, this way of thinking, is a terrible mistake. The word geula, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, the Rambam says, Ein bein olam hazeh l'olam haba. There is nothing between olam hazeh and olam haba. All that's going to be different is that David HaMelech, the Davidic dynasty, will be the leaders. So what's so special about that? Because there's a big misconception in what freedom or redemption means. I want to give you an analogy. Freedom does not mean you're free to do whatever you want. A place where everyone does whatever they want is called a jungle. It's not called a free world. In the free world, there are laws and order. In the free world, there's a police and a military. So if it's the free world, so why is it that there are police and people giving you rules and tickets and different fines if you do something wrong? Because the definition of free is not to do whatever you want. It's the definition of free is the opportunity to be the best person you can be. What does it mean that you are enslaved? That means something is stopping you from being you. That's what enslaved means. We say in addiction, people are enslaved to their addiction, whether it's alcohol or other addictions. What does that mean? That they have an opportunity to be a productive person. They have an opportunity to help society. Instead, they are meshubed, they're enslaved to something else, which doesn't enable them to be who they really, really are. However, freedom means that I was given the tools, not just the tools, the opportunity to be who I am, to be able to express my true self. There's an expression in English that a musician without his instrument is in exile. Why? A musician expresses himself through his music. If he doesn't have his instrument, so there's a large part of him which is locked up. No one's hitting him. No one is locking him up in a room. No one's putting him in jail. No one's saying he can't go to the store. No one's saying he can't buy a house. He's free. But he, who he is not free. Because he is locked up. He is enslaved. When we say that we are in exile, what does that mean? We're free to move around. We're basically free to live how we like. We're able to daven 3 times a day. We're able to learn a whole day. We're able to go on Mitzrayim. There's really nothing stopping us. So what does it mean that a Yid is in exile? What does it mean that Yidden are in exile? What does it mean that the world is in exile? What it means is that when we wake up in the morning, we're not turned on to the Eibishter. We don't see the truth of the world is not revealed. The world by itself does not meet its purpose. It is not free to be able to serve Hashem how it wants. Your nefesh elikis has to fight with your nefesh abahamis in order to serve Hashem. The emeskite of this world is concealed by taivis and other things. However, when Mashiach comes, what does it mean? The same person, the same goyla, the same world will have an aleph in it. It will be able to see, and it will be able to serve, and it will be able to go forward and to live the true life of what it really is. Until now, we're living the life of a fake. Because we convince ourselves that we are, you know, that the world is about gashmius and money and all these things. Alikus and everything is also important. But there are other important things in this world. These are all shtusim. This conceals the emes. When Mashiach comes, the same chair will be here, the same table will be here, the same car will be here, the same train will be here. But everything and everyone will know, what am I doing here? You will be free to be able to express what you were created to do. And that is true freedom. True freedom means that you're able to do and be able to act and able to accomplish what you were created to do in the first place. Every single Yid was created to serve Hashem. The whole world, like Nivra Ilam al Shamish is Koini, the whole world was created to serve the Eibishter. Kol Masher Barakadish Baruchu Ba'ilam Le'Braya Lechvoidoi. Everything the Eibishter created in the world was to express Godless Hashem. Yet we all think that we're independent beings. When Mashiach will come, that light, that Aleph, will shine through in the whole world. Everyone and everything will recognize and know what its purpose is, and not only will it know what its purpose is, it will be free. What does it mean free? There will be no hindrance. Adrabe, it will be encouraged, and it will go straight forward to accomplish what it was meant to accomplish from its very beginning. So the same world, the exact same world, we're not going anywhere. The same people, we're just going to be free people. The world is going to be a free world, meaning we're going to be able to serve the Eibishter not as a struggle, because we'll realize that's who we are, and being that's who we are, that's where we want to go, and being that that's where we want to go, we're going to have the koyches to get there as well. All in a matzav of menucha, the whole world will be pushing and encouraging. It won't be a struggle to serve Hashem. The world will be a pleasure to serve Hashem, not just the Yidden, but the entire universe. And that's the Goyla, B'Tosefes Aleph.